Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. Well, there was no Boston Marathon on Patriots Day. That was moved to October thanks to the coronavirus pandemic. But there was plenty of base running at Fenway Park yesterday. The Red Sox erupted for 6 runs in the first inning of an 11-4 rout of the White Sox. Kike Hernandez homered, as did J.D. Martinez and Alex Verdugo. Elsewhere, the Giants blanked the Phillies 2-0, the Cardinals thumped the Nationals 12-5, and the Rays topped the Royals 4-1. In the NBA, the Warriors shaved a half game off the 76ers' lead in the Eastern Conference. They rolled over Philadelphia 107-96. The Bulls defeated the Celtics 102-96, and the Wizards bested the Thunder 119-107. In the NHL, the Oilers knocked off the Canadiens 4-1, the Panthers doubled up the Blue Jackets 4-2, and the Lightning beat the Hurricanes in overtime 3-2. In NFL news, Alex Smith has retired after making an improbable comeback from a gruesome broken leg, saying he's ready to leave the NFL but believing he's still able to play quarterback. Smith earned AP Comeback Player of the Year honors for getting back on the field last season, 2 years removed from an injury that required 17 operations. Smith was drafted in 2005 and threw for 35,650 yards and 199 touchdowns for the 49ers, Chiefs, and Washington football team. Lastly, the proposed Super League of European Soccer is drawing the wrath of the sports officials, players, and fans. UEFA President Alexander Čeferin says players at the 12 rebel clubs trying to form their own league, including Liverpool, Chelsea, Arsenal, Real Madrid, and more, could be banned from the European Championship and next year's World Cup. I'm Jesse King.